Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Namek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Namek. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Weatherly steals third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is hit by the pitch. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mack fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Namek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillard. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive towards third. Rubeling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing third base. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Namick covering, for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to third. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard bunts towards the mound. Namick fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman scores. Rubeling moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is hit by the pitch. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babich juggles the ball. That's an error on Babich. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Trosky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babich fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. Mack moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Mike Namick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namick is 0-for-1 in the game. Namick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Namath fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Husser now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau scores. Weatherly moves to second. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rubeling takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Rubeling moves to second. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rubeling moves to third. Lillard moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rubeling scores. Lillard scores. Husser moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Husser scores. McCoy moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Rubeling reaches second base with a double. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peters. Rubeling scores. Lillard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Husser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoy moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky catches it and steps on first to double up Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphreys bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rubeling takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Bill Zuber now pitching. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lillard bunts towards third. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to third. Rubeling moves to second. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Husser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Rubeling scores. Lillard moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lillard scores. Husser moves to third. It's 8-5, Athletics. Joe Dobson now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Husser scores. Moses scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Siebert bunts towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Dobson covering. Safe. Hayes scores. It's 12-5, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Rubling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to third. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Heath reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. It's 12-6, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lillard hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Husser strikes out. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Peters settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Peters. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.